Based on my reading of the activist community, it doesn't seem like there's an intention to leave the square, and there are certainly groups that are committed to continuing the protest. If there's going to be violence, my suspicion is that it will be part of the SCAF, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, ordering that Tahrir Square be cleared and that calm prevail on the streets as people try to get back and forth to the polls. And if there is violence, my guess is the victims of that violence will be protesters. I don't expect a lot of violence at the polls. And that's a good thing. Nobody's really expecting violence at the polls. On the other hand, the turmoil in the streets heading up to today is probably going to drive turnout down as people are going to be uncertain about their own safety and the safety of family members who are voting. Initially, the military was going to rule until 2013, after a constitution had been written, after presidential elections had been taking place. And that timetable has been moved up to July 2012 to satisfy the protesters, in an attempt to satisfy the protesters. And I think that they're hoping that the elections will go forward tomorrow with minimal violence and that they can go forward on their own timetable. You know, I don't think the military is interested in staying in power. At the same time, they want to make sure that the constitution writing process goes according to the way that they want it to and that their privileges are not touched. And I think they also want to ensure that any potential victory by the Islamist groups can be mitigated in some way by sort of extra constitutional engineering by the SCAF behind the scenes.
The Muslim Brotherhood stands to gain the most by the outcome of these elections. They seem pretty confident they're going to play a significant role in any future government. Is it a fait accompli that we're going to have some sort of pro-Islamist government in power when all this process ends?
The assumption is that the Muslim Brotherhood and its allies will win a plurality. I don't think that they're going to win a majority, but the expectation is that they'll win a plurality in the election and have a lot of power, a lot of weight in the writing of this new constitution. They are certain to have more power in a post-election Egypt than they had prior to those elections. Exactly how much power and how the other political forces will accommodate themselves to the Brotherhood's victory, I think really is one of the things that's causing so much uncertainty right now.
About the significance, the broader regional and international significance of the outcome of this long electoral process, what does it mean for the United States and for the rest of the world?
We've never had a real election in Egypt. We had elections recently in Tunisia that went very well, and we had somewhat more constrained elections in Morocco. But Egypt is really the linchpin of the Middle East, not just culturally, but it's also a very important piece of American grand strategy in the region. So what's keeping policymakers in the United States up at night is the possibility that the Brotherhood comes into power and alters decades of Egyptian foreign policy. I think that what some of these analysts are overlooking is the fact that opposition to Mubarak's foreign policy is actually a widespread consensus in Egypt, that even the secular parties, the liberal groups in Tahrir Square right now would change Egyptian foreign policy quite substantially. That doesn't mean I think that they're going to abrogate the peace treaty with Israel, but I think that things may become more difficult for American diplomacy insofar as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And of course, as a demonstration effect, having peaceful, legitimate elections in Egypt would give hope, I think, to people all over the Middle East and even into Iran, that it's possible to have a peaceful transition out of dictatorship, that the military can be a caretaker and then hand over power to a civilian government. If, on the other hand, we see these elections degenerate into violence, there is no turnover to civilian control, the SCAF extends its mandate indefinitely, we see more violence in the streets, the Egyptian economy sees a downturn, I think that's going to be a serious disincentive for citizens and elites in other countries that are struggling with these same issues to head down this path. So I think this election is incredibly important as a harbinger of what's to come in the Middle East, because we're in the midst of this incredible, unexpected period of upheaval. I mean, think back to a year ago today. The Egyptian government was in the process of rigging parliamentary elections. Everyone was depressed, and everything changed on a dime. This election is really the culmination of the Arab Spring in a lot of ways. It's still ongoing in places like Syria, obviously. This election was where we were supposed to end up, and I think everyone is a lot more uncertain and fearful and skeptical about what's going to happen.